You are tuned into So Hot right now, your weekly dose of all things art and culture. So every month, Artist Run Gallery First Draft presents a series of exhibitions showcasing work from up-and-coming artists and curators. If you're a listener of the show, you'll most certainly be, this will not be the first time you've heard us talk about the gallery, as it is one of our favourites. And this morning we're talking about an exhibition in the March series entitled Subverting the Intolerable Narrative. This group show investigates the way beauty can be used as a tool to address traumatic events or intolerable narratives that are embedded within familial histories. I'm joined by the curator of the show, Nikita Holcomb, who is here to tell us a little bit more about what we can expect. Good morning, Nikita.
Good morning.
So in this group show, the works presented seem very personal, talking about familial traumas in particular. Can you elaborate on some of the stories that are explored in Subverting the Intolerable Narrative?
Yeah, sure. So we've got five works, five different artists who all investigate their own personal familial histories. So we've got Linda Sock, who in her work, Soft Monument, is this really beautiful installation using mosquito net and gold leaf. And she's speaking about the Khmer Rouge, her parents' experience with that in Cambodia. And she's sort of reflecting on the type of monuments that are used in Cambodia to communicate the atrocity. And she uses really beautiful fabrics and beautiful colours and textures to talk about that in a really soft way. We've also got Carmen Glyn Braun, in her work when she's talking about the stolen generations in Australia. And she uses gold again, a very strong theme through the exhibition, to talk about the horrible incident of the assimilation policy, as well as the domestic slaves or domestics of women who were taken from their families and put into white homes. So they're just a couple of the stories that are told in the exhibition.
Yeah, so all of the artists involved in this exhibition are showing works that stem from their position within Australia as observed through the lens of their Indigenous or migrant perspectives, as you mentioned there with those two artists. Can you notice any kind of unifying links between these diverse experiences in these works?
The strongest link is they're all through familial. They did not experience these events firsthand, but it's sort of the generational trauma that they're all channeling in their work. Each of the works, a really strong tie between them is they all, through the physical process of making, is quite of a cathartic methodology. So each artist sort of uses their practice as a healing process.
Definitely. I wanted to ask as well about the role of aesthetic strategies, which is something that I've read is how artists engage with this content. Can you describe what these aesthetic strategies might be?
Yeah, so it's definitely subversive in the sense that each of the artists don't project any violent or graphic images of the act of brutality or traumatic event that they're discussing. They're just making sure that they steer clear away from that and instead use things that are very, very beautiful and what Carmen Glyn Braun often speaks about as gentle aesthetics. So things that are really soft and beautiful in order to lure the viewer in. And then the objective is that the viewer becomes quite inquisitive and wants to know more about what the work is about and then reads more into the act of brutality or violence.
Yeah, I think one of the really interesting things about this exhibition is that word gentle and how that kind of comes into play and the role that it plays compared to a more, I guess, aggressive approach. What does gentle mean for you, and like how can we view that in the works, this sense of softness in exploring trauma?
Yeah, so gentle is a way of, it sort of has a twofold aim in this exhibition. The first is to be gentle on the viewer. So instead of bombarding with images of violence that are quite confronting and can cause pain to the person who's viewing them, it wants to give them a gentle entry into understanding these traumas. But it's also being gentle on those individuals who the traumas happen to, instead of putting them in images that are quite horrible and painful, instead to project these narratives in a way that protects them as well.
Yeah, interesting about this as well. As you mentioned, the artists are creating works not about their own personal traumas, but familial traumas. I was wondering if you had any kind of people who these works were about come and interact with them since the exhibition's been opened?
Yeah, through in opening night, sort of family did come through. I haven't personally been able to take people who've experienced those traumas throughout the exhibition. It's sort of due to the nature of the exhibition location and where individuals live. It's quite diasporic in terms of where the traumas occurred. But I haven't had that experience. But the artists will also be talking more about the works at an artist talk, and I hope that people who have, or broad range of people, come and hear what they have to say about their own works.
Yeah, so with this whole idea of aesthetic strategies, they kind of, in this exhibition, work as a form of methodology. I was wondering if this is something that you've been interested in your curatorial practice in the past.
Yeah, so this is actually my first curated show, but it sort of stemmed from my academic research into communicating acts of brutality in art in a way that uses these soft aesthetics. In my research, kind of looking more at the more effective ways of communicating, especially things that sort of intolerable, like horrible acts of brutality in Australia and its surrounds in art. And I found that ways that used non-graphic and non-violent means, but instead heightened emotion and used beauty as a point of inquiry, were the more effective, or what drew me closer to the event portrayed.
Definitely, it's a wonderful way of exploring challenging histories. Just one last question. So the content in this exhibition is obviously, you know, challenging and very thought-provoking. What would you like your audiences to kind of take away from this experience?
I would like them to come in and have a sort of emotional and engagement with the works. The works often stand in as a memorial for acts that aren't really given a memorial. So it's sort of a place of reflection and remembrance, and that's sort of what I want the viewer to experience and to leave with.
100%. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, Nikita.
No worries.